Well, this evening we have something a little bit different. We've had live music on the air, but this is the first time I've actually had a live amplified band on the air. And many thanks to Lance Parr, our engineer, who came in and helped me set up all this stuff, or actually did it himself. He didn't help me. He just did it to achieve a pretty balanced sound of a electric band in a relatively small space. This is not a great big studio here. But the Landon Evans Band, they've been together for really, I think, just a few months, at least in their current configuration. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes. We, you know, I met Matthew, I guess, back in about October. But and then Dan got with us in November. We originally had another lead guitar player who was a real talented musician that was back with us in November, but he was a student at A&M, and it was his freshman year, and that second semester really kind of kicked his butt. And so, you know, he had other priorities, which, you know, honestly, in that situation, school probably is the most important thing. So we felt it was better for all of us to, you know, let him go and search for another one. And we talked to some different lead guitarists, and but eventually, once we found PJ, I think you can ask any of the guys, and they'll all agree. The first practice, PJ came and played with us. We knew that he was the right guy. And Dan, he was the one communicating with PJ, and mm-hmm. before even meeting him, Dan was like, "I've got a good feeling about this guy."
That's Dan. That was Landon Evans, and this is Dan Hendricks, and he's the bass player. Is that right?
That is correct, sir.
And I can tell that because you're standing there holding a bass. not much confusion on that score. But this is an interesting group too, just in terms of the different origins and influences, because you're from Wisconsin, and you were playing what, like rock and roll before?
Yeah, like classic rock and things like that. I played in several bands up there in Wisconsin, played classic rock. I know our drummer Matt, he's kind of a metalhead, Landon and PJ, they're, you know, they're more the traditional country, so it's an interesting combination.
You know, half of us are from Texas. PJ's from up north in Granbury, a little west of Fort Worth, and I'm kind of lived all around Texas, mainly a central Texas area. And I guess we kind of bring that country influence. And then, you know, Dan from Wisconsin, and Matt's lived in Oregon and California. They're both kind of the rockers. And that was a thing that was interesting for me. This is my first band experience, my first real, you know, music experience. And so when I joined up with them, you know, we play our originals, songs that I've written, but these two guys kind of took those songs, and, you know, I envisioned them being honky-tonk, and before PJ stepped in, we were rocking, and PJ's even said that he heard some of our original recordings, and they sound more like rock music than country. But, you know, eventually when I began to realize what I wanted to hear out of the band, and we've kind of tailored our music more to the style we think that fits us, which is that, you know, pure traditional country.
So we won't be hearing anything by Black Flag or...
No Pantera.
The Dead Kennedys.
That's right.
any of those kind of bands we were fondly reminiscing about before the show. And you said that your first gig was actually at the opening of a Chinese restaurant, right?
That was a really interesting experience. And it was before we were ready to start playing, honestly. We only had about 10 or 12 songs ready to go. And then Dan somehow got in contact with these people who said they wanted us to come play. And we were all excited. You know, I'd never played live before. And so we were like, yeah, we'll do it. And so it was a set for a Saturday night show, and we knew that the bar was on Northgate. So one night PJ and I went driving around trying to find this place, and we'd been googling it and trying to figure out where it was, and started asking other bartenders, you know, where it was. And then we found out through Facebook, the reason we couldn't find it was because we were playing their grand opening. And we're like, wow, you know, we still didn't know anything about this bar. So the day of the show, we showed up and find out that it's an Oriental bar called Soho. And the people were really nice to us. They were extremely friendly. And we played the show. And now, since it was their opening, the only people who knew that this bar existed were the people walking up and down the streets hearing our music. So it wound up that the crowd who was at this bar was probably different than the crowd they intended to cater to, because the people who came were hearing our country music. So it was a bunch of cowboys coming up there. We had people dancing in the streets, filled up their patio. It was fun. It was a good memory, and it'll be a funny story to tell, I guess, from now on about our first show.
You need to write a country song called One from Column A, Two from Column B. But since you haven't penned that classic yet, what would you like to play for us first?
Well, this song that we're going to play first is one that I wrote, and I liked it, but I wouldn't say that it was at the top of my list of originals, but the band loves this song. It's become one of the band's favorites. This one is called The Dress.
And is there a story behind that?
Oh, is there a story behind that? I was driving down Highway 60 one day and heard a Willie Nelson song. And the song wasn't about a dress, but he just mentioned one line, something about a girl wearing a red dress that really turned his head. And I was like, you know, somebody should write a song about a dress, because, you know, it's a dress can be a part of a woman's accessory that can really, you know, turn your head or pique your memory. And that's kind of what this song's about, a dress bringing along some memories with it.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Bar playing around a pool, cutting up with the guys, acting a fool you hadn't once crossed my mind. Hell, I should have known. But sure enough, you walked in, a smirk on your face, being watched by every clown in this place. My fun night out on the town was up and gone. Every cowboy and bum's trying to buy you shots, and you were grooving to the music, looking so dang hot. Was remembering things about you that I had forgotten. I was trying not to stare. Oh, I would mean such a mess if you hadn't worn my favorite dress. Well, you knew darn and good and well what you were doing to me, cause you kept looking my way with this devilish grin. But weren't for that dress, I'd have been all right. You made a doozy of a wardrobe choice tonight, and I was doing my best not to give in. Cowboy and bums trying to buy you shots, and you were grooving to the music, looking so dang hot. Was remembering things about you that I had forgotten. I was trying not to stare. Oh, I wouldn't be such a mess if you hadn't worn my favorite dress. Guys told me not to do it, said don't cross that line, but it was too late. I'd already made up my mind, so I pulled out my telephone and made that call. And in 15 minutes, opened that barroom door, and a gorgeous Texas blonde walked onto the floor. She cuddled up next to me, and I glanced a drop of your jaw. That song the jukebox played, we were singing along, scooting and swirling to a Steve Earle song. Looking like we'd be there all night long, just loving and living it up. Oh, I can tell you're in a mess, watching me smooching with Miss Texas. Thank you.
It's good.
Thank
I like
you.
It. So you guys, now you're a pretty new band. Are you getting some gigs around and about?
Yes, sir. You know, at first, after playing Soho, we didn't know how. Because, you know, Matt's played metal shows and Dan's played rock, but, you know, this area is kind of different and I've never been in a band. So really, we just began kind of going door to door. And the problem was, you know, we don't have studio recorded material yet. We don't have a professional photography. And so we had to figure out how to convince people without those things to let us in the door and play. So, you know, I figured the best way to do it was, and I kind of work in some sales too with my father's financial planning company. Let's just go door to door and meet people and try to, you know, we did PJ mastered and mixed some recording that we actually did in Matt's living room, pretty rough, but at least kind of gives us an idea of what we sound like. And we take those and some little flyers around places and try to beat down the door getting in. And the thing I've found with setting up gigs is, you know, a lot of times people hear it and they'll like it, but they have, you know, some of these bar owners are so busy, and so you got to go back. There'd be many times where I'd show something to somebody, they say they'd listen to it, wouldn't hear anything back from them, but I'd go talk to them in a week and they'd say, oh yeah, I remember I listened to that and I just forgot to book you. And then, but when I was there in front of them, they'd, you know, put me down on the page. And we've played, you know, places around here, the backyard on Northgate. We're going to be playing Shotzi's on Northgate the first night before school starts. So hopefully we'll have a good college crowd out trying to get their last party in before the, they got to hit the books. We've played a biker bar called Cindy's going out towards Caldwell. We're playing the New Republic Brewery on Saturday, so anybody listening, if you're liking what you're hearing, you ought to go out there. That's going to be at 6 o'clock at the New Republic, get you some good some micro brew out there. But that's where we're at right now. Eventually, we're going to go to a studio in Houston probably in a month or two and get a professional demo recorded, and that way it'll be a little easier on us.
You're going to be back out at Cindy's on Friday, is that right?
Yes, sir. We'll be back at Cindy's for the second time on Friday, and a girl out of Austin named Hannah Weissen is going to be opening for us. She's a real good acoustic player, and she'll actually do a couple duets with us, which that's fun. And then Saturday we're back at the New Republic Brewery.
Do you have a website yet?
You can check us out on Reverb Nation. If you go to Reverb Nation and search the Landon Evans Band, our page will pop up. Or if you just type in the Landon Evans Band on Google, our Reverb Nation page will be there. And we've got videos, we've got our tour dates, song samples, pictures where you can check everything out. Or you can also follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
And we're recording this, so you know, hopefully we'll be able to post this on the KEOS website. And Lance, in addition to setting up all the mics and everything, is taking pictures, so, you know, the event will be recorded for posterity. Well, let's see now. You said you had another song that you wanted to play called "The One Slow Dance." Is that
right?
Yes,
sir. This is actually my personal favorite. The band likes it, but I feel like this song could be one that we could have some success with in the future, especially out at those dance halls. I feel like this is a really good dancing song. And, you know, as I mentioned with the first song, I kind of thought of an idea and wrote the song around it. Well, this one's different. This is one of the few where I just started with the first line and didn't know where I was going with the song. I just started with the first line and worked it on through there like a story. You know, I heard an interview with Louis L'Amour one time. He was sitting at the dinner table and he said, all right, I got to go. I got to go finish writing this novel so I can find out what happens to, you know, whoever the main character of his novel was. And that's kind of what this song was like. I didn't know how it was going to end until I wrote it.
Well, you know, there's a story that Charlie Parker, the great bebop saxophonist, used to listen to country music on the jukebox, and his friends would make fun of him. And he'd said, man, but listen to the stories.
Exactly.
You know? All right. Well, let's hear that story about One Slow Dance.
This is my favorite band, and girl, here's my favorite song. I know you've caught me glancing your way all night long, and And as I walk up to you, are we thinking the same thing? We said we wouldn't try us again, but I've had a couple drinks, so I take your hand, lead you on to the floor. In your eyes, do I recognize a look I've seen before? So forget the pain I've caused you. Live in tonight, I won't worry. If I dance too close, if I hold you too tight, watching you across the hall has been more than I can stand. Give me one more chance on this one slow dance. Well, I didn't come here to see you, but I didn't come to get away. Some of my sweetest memories are here with you in this place. So as the band keeps on playing, not asking for your love, I'm just hoping that this music works with some help from above. So forget the pain I've caused you. Live in tonight, I won't worry. If I dance too close, if I hold you too tight, watching you across the hall has been more than I can stand. Give me one more chance on this one slow dance. Seem to fade away as you lean into me. I've got just one thing to say. Forget the pain I've caused you, and we'll get lost in tonight. Don't worry if I dance too close, if I hold you too tight. Living without you has been more than I can stand. Give me one more chance on this one slow dance.
Nice. Say, do you guys know a country song called If You Want to Keep Your Beer Real Cold, Just Put It Next to My Ex-Wife's Heart?
I can't say I've ever heard of that.
I'm going to have to look that one up.
Sounds like a true story, though.
And I just bought the shoes. It walked out on me, you know, that sort of thing.
I'll definitely have to look that one up. Who's it by?
I'm not sure.
I'm gonna have to research.
That may be one of those apocryphal stories. You know what I'm saying? But it's a great title. Maybe it's a title in search of a song. I don't know. But you know, maybe if there isn't such a song, you can write one.
Maybe so.
So well, listen, you guys have a great sound, and I'm surprised that you say Landon, you'd never been in a band before.
No, and honestly, I never really intended to. It kind of happened on accident. Really, I started writing songs and showed them to people, and they all liked them and said I ought to do something with them. So what I was trying to do was meet some musicians to sell them to. And I wound up meeting some musicians who wanted to play them. And so, you know, I'm just doing it for fun. You know, I'm a student at A&M, and I coach football at St. Joseph over there in Bryan part-time. And So right now I'm just doing this for fun, but you know, if it keeps going the way it has, maybe it'll turn into something more.
Well, one can always hope. It's tough to make a living at music, isn't it?
Yes, sir. But that's why it's working out for all of us, because we just enjoy the music, and we all have a passion for it, and that's what gets us out there practicing in a barn in the Texas heat without any air conditioning.
Oh man,
not anymore.
We had our first practice in the air conditioning this week. So yeah.
I bet that was a big improvement.
It was great. We loved it.
Yeah, you kind of wilt in that heat, man. Kind of takes some of the steam out of the music, I imagine, when you're yeah. that hot. You know, we were talking earlier about the early days of recording. You know, when there wasn't any air conditioning, and they'd sometimes they'd fill a wash tub with ice and put a fan to blow over it. But of course, they had to turn it off when the recording started so it wouldn't screw up the sound. But, you know, momentarily they were cool. There were stories of guys actually in those early days recording in their underwear. That must have been interesting.
I don't know if I'd want to see that or not.
Well, musicians aren't always in the best physical condition, yeah. So maybe it's good that there was no photographer around, you know. Well, listen, you guys sound really good. Well, we got time for one or two more tunes before we have our movie reviewer come in. You said there was one called The Heartbreak Song, is that
sure.
right?
Sure, we'll do that one. And that song is kind of talks about how you can in a relationship or a possible relationship, you can meet somebody and be thinking about it, and I know there's people out there who, you know, from a guy's perspective, see a girl and you know it's not going to work out. But sometimes you go into it anyways because you know you'll get something good out of it. Maybe not. maybe she's not going to be the good out of it, but you might get something good. And so, from a musician's perspective, this is kind of one of those good things you can get out of a relationship. And sometimes those are songs. You know, a lot of good country songs come from heartbreaks. So that's what this is about.
Absolutely, it's hard to write a great country song about being happy, isn't it?
Takes a little more thought and effort.
Yeah. You got to have it. You got to have that that tragedy or at least some melodrama, you know, to make a good country song. Well, let's hear that heartbreak song.
All righty.
The moment you started looking my way, I had you all figured out. You were gonna try to steal my heart and then tear it out. And while I was talking to you, knew where this road would lead. Well, you'd take all you wanted, but there'd be one thing left for me. Well, you'll make a good heartbreak song, so I guess I'll just play along. Take you out for a dance, pretend I'm giving you a chance, when I know you'll just do me wrong. But you'll make a good heartbreak song. Girl, that look in your eyes was a telltale sign. Pick me up and then let me down. Well, I'll be another man that you go and can after you lead me around. But you'll make a good heartbreak song, so I guess I'll just play along. Take you for another dance, pretend I'm giving you a chance, when I know you'll just do me wrong. But you'll make a good heartbreak song. Sounding like a good heartbreak song. So I guess I'll just play along. Can't let you into my heart, cause once I go that far, my inhibitions will be long gone. But you'll make a good heartbreak song.
So, do you write a lot of songs?
I do. Now, I write a lot of songs, but I think most songwriters will tell you, you write a lot that you think are good at the time, then you come back to them the next day and realize that one's going in the trash. But I do enjoy writing songs. You know, it's for me, it's kind of one of those ways to explore different parts of myself. Or, you know, I think that with songwriting, it's like any art. You can do things in a song that you couldn't do in real life. You can put yourself in situations that you've never been in before, wouldn't have the chance to be in, or relive situations you have been in before in a different way through a song, and kind of experience, you know, different parts of yourself it through a different way. You know, we've got one song, we're not gonna do it here today, but it's one of those songs that's kind of crazy about running from the cops and doing stuff that, you know, we would never advise anyone to do in real life. But it's kind of, you know, fun to get up there on stage and do something a little different than your normal everyday routine.
Yeah, you can, if you write a song or a story, you can come out with that great comeback line that you didn't think of at the time, right?
Exactly. that happens all the times where... you know, man, I should have said that when this person was arguing to me about this. Well, you know, in a song, you can do it right.
Exactly. Exactly. You can get your musical revenge. Okay. Well, all right. Well, let's tell you what. Let's hear one more, and then we'll get Corey in to do some movie reviews, and tell the folks one more time how they can find out more about you if they want to.
All right, if you want to hear some more of the Landon Evans Band, you can get our tour dates on our Reverb Nation page. Just search for the Landon Evans Band and go to our page on Reverb Nation, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
Cool. And this song is called Secede, is that right?
It is, yes. This is the one we play last at every show. This is the band's favorite song. And I think that is saying a lot, knowing that we've got a guy from Oregon and a guy from Wisconsin in the band. So kind of talking more about the way things have changed through the years and how we kind of want to get back to our roots. So I think that's why they appreciate this song.
And the guy from Oregon is the metalhead, right?
Yeah, yeah, and he still loves the song.
So you don't let him get all the way back to his roots. Maybe just scratch the surface.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Used to be a time when this country knew where to draw the line. But now sin is a rule, and preaching the Bible is starting to become a crime. Liberty is now a word that people don't really want to hear. And a so-called Christian president's in favor of killing babies and being queer. This country was once proud and strong, but the folks up in D.C. have steered us wrong. They've taken away all the things we believe. Well, I'm telling you, friends, it's time to secede. Let's put the Lone Star back in the hands of some honest men. We've rebelled from tyranny before, we won't be scared to do it again. I think Texas is ready, she was meant to be free. So stand up for what you believe. Let's secede. my gun like the men in Gonzales. I tell you to come and take it. When it comes to being independent, ain't a doubt in my mind that we can make it. We got wells to drill, ports to ship, and our farmers can grow our own food. And them boys down there in Shiner will be in charge of producing our domestic brew. Our West Point will be in College Station, and Austin will be the capital of our nation. I bet you will fix that border security just as soon as we secede. Well, let's put the Lone Star back in the hands of some honest men. We've felt from tyranny before, won't be scared to do it again. Oh, now I know Texas is ready, 'cause we were meant to be free. So gather your guns, stand up and fight. Let's see. The rest of the South is welcome too. We'll put back on that old gray and blue. Come on, boys, you can follow our lead. Well, this time we'll make it count when we secede.
You just need to cap that off with a rebel yell, I guess. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for coming in. We've really enjoyed it. And
well, thank you for having us.
You bet. You
yeah,
bet.
Thanks a lot.
It was a new experience in a lot of ways, but it was great. So thank you very much.